Well, he endured a poisoning attempt with the nerve agent Novichok and lived to tell the tale. But supporters of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny fear he will die in jail. Mr. Navalny's health has deteriorated dramatically in the months since he entered a Russian prison. The US is warning Russia that it will be held to account if Mr. Navalny dies. Nick Grimm reports.
For a man who'd survived a Novichok poisoning attempt, Alexei Navalny looked grave but otherwise in good condition when Russian police arrested him in February, supposedly for breaching bail conditions. He's since been on a hunger strike, but his doctors say his condition has deteriorated rapidly inside Russia's prison system, and they're protesting at being blocked from visiting the ailing opposition figure. I'm worried about my patient, says cardiologist Yaroslav Ashikman. I am alarmed about test results showing an extremely high level of potassium and an increase in creatinine, which may indicate the progression of kidney failure. Alexei Navalny is reported to be suffering from multiple hernias, fever and a heavy cough, along with numbness in one hand and both legs. His political strategist, Leonid Volkov, telling Russians, his state is critical and we don't know how long he can hold on. It's clear we do not have time. All rubbish, insists Russia's ambassador to the UK, Andrei Kellen.
No, of course, he will not be allowed to die in prison, but I can say that Mr. Navalny, he behaves like a hooligan, absolutely, in trying to violate every rule that has been established.
The United States is warning, though, nothing should be allowed to happen to the opposition figure. Jake Sullivan is the U.S. National Security Advisor, speaking here to CNN.
And I'm not going to telegraph that publicly at this point, but we have communicated that there will be consequences if Mr. Navalny dies.
It comes at a time of growing strain between Russia and the West, and now fresh revelations giving an insight into what some have described as the new Cold War being waged by Vladimir Putin's Kremlin. Russia expelling 20 Czech diplomats in retaliation for 18 of its own getting kicked out of the Czech Republic, amid sensational claims Russian spies were behind the bombing of an ammunition depot there 7 years ago. The explosion rocked the town of Yabitska, located 300 kilometres away from the capital, Prague. Local mayor Zdeněk Hovzák.
It's shocking for us, because what happened turned out to not be the negligence of workers who lost their lives there, but something that has international impact. When you consider what's going on in the world and the tension between the United States and Russia, and then you think about this happening here in our depot, well, I don't even want to speculate. We just want to be able to live in safety.
The explosion had been thought to be an accident until investigators uncovered an email showing two Russians using fake documents had visited the depot the day of the blast. An examination of the photos revealed they appear to be the same two men suspected of carrying out the Novichok poisoning in Britain 3 years ago of Russian defector Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. Czech authorities say the men are members of a shadowy unit inside the Russian intelligence agency, the GRU. Mark Galliotti is with the UCL School of Eastern European Studies.
It actually seems to be military intelligence's kind of in-house team of miscellaneous throat slitters and general saboteurs. It's probably about 20 operational staff and maybe 200 support personnel.
And as they say in the world of espionage, the great game is afoot. And where Russia is concerned, it's developing a well-earned reputation for playing the game harder than most.
That's Nick Grimm.